Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and we have moved the Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio studios back to my hometown of Tampa, Florida. And I got to tell you, it feels great to be home. Love being here with the amazing staff at AM 860, The Answer. Jose and Joe and Barb and the rest of them and everybody at AM 930, The Answer. It's just wonderful to be back home, and I've got a great program lined up for you for this hour. I want to start with an email, though, real fast. I'm going to read this one today. I'm also going to read it on the Sunday Monster Show, which will also be brought to you from the AM 860, The Answer, Crossbreed Holster, Armed American Radio home studios here in beautiful Tampa, Florida. But take a listen to this. Hi, Mark. I recently started listening to your show and want to first say thank you. It is so refreshing to hear an honest voice in a time where many of us feel like our voices have been stifled. Now, I do not own a firearm, but I have debated on getting one for years. Listening to your show has definitely solidified not only the want, but also the need to own and carry a firearm. I must admit, though, all the negative commentary I have heard on guns had definitely held me back, especially with a little one. I know that if I decide to arm myself, I will definitely take a class on gun safety. But do you have any tips for those families who are nervous about this? After all the stories you told last week, it is obvious to me that my family is safer if we have protection. But any advice would be awesome. Thank you again for everything you do. Sincerely, Melissa Donahue. Melissa, thank you very much for the email. The answer to your question is absolutely, of course I do, but I'm going to tease you until the Sunday Monster broadcast for the answers there. And I might even bring in a few guests to help answer that question for you. A very important question, particularly with what we're seeing going on in Charlotte. Okay, why are we here in Tampa? Oh, and Melissa, thank you very much for that. Why are we here in Tampa, Florida? Why am I back in my home studios? I love it here. The Gun Rights Policy Conference, the 31st Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference, happens to be right here smack dab in Tampa, Florida, right down the street from these studios at the Doubletree Hilton, where they act. Let me put it this way. Charles Heller, Liberty Watch Radio, KVOI, you are in the studio with me right here.
I am.
The gun lobby is meeting in Tampa. The big, bad, evil gun lobby is
here.
Actually,
it's meeting right here in the studio.
What actually is, the four of us make the difference. I just gave away we've got other guests. But isn't it truly, Charles, isn't this really the annual meeting of the gun lobby?
I call it the ballistic pilgrimage to Mecca.
That means yes in Charles Heller speak. Okay, Tom, we've got Tom Woodrow here also over to your left on mic number three. Tom Woodrow, you are the secretary and what at Arizona Citizens Defense board member?
I'm a board member, and I'm also one of the volunteer coordinators. I've been with them since about 2006.
Okay, well, you know that I'm a member of Arizona Citizens Defense League, among many other groups, and absolutely love the work you guys are doing out there. You've taught America what it means to be free when it comes to gun rights out in Arizona. And, you know, I'm sitting in, again, this is my home state in Tampa. Never in my wildest dreams, when I moved to Georgia about 10 years ago from here, did I ever think that Georgia would have better gun laws than Florida? For that matter, did I ever think there would be need for Florida carry to support? Because this is the gunshine state, Florida and Arizona. This is what it's all about. You know, Florida, Tom, is now decades behind Georgia in restoring the right to bear arms. And you guys know how to fix that problem.
And it all starts at the grassroots level.
It absolutely starts at the grassroots level. And, you know, let's go over to you, sitting at your left, a guy who did not know he was going to be here today, a man who was simply standing in the lobby of the hotel as the gun lobby begins to converge at the Doubletree Hilton on Cypress, the Reverend Ken Blanchard. Ken, amazing. I had to grab you and bring you in here. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm really glad that you did. I come here every year or try to get to the Gun Rights Policy Conference because this is my family. This is my tribe. I'm like the Friar Tuck of this merry band of misfits. and you guys get me. You understand about freedom, and I love this stuff.
Can I tell him something?
Please.
I'm glad to be a member of your tribe.
I also.
Yeah, let's go back to this. You know, Ken, the two of us met for the first time. I've known who you were, obviously. But the first time I met you was, it's hard to believe this, but it was 6 years ago. It was on the Mall in Washington, D.C., at the foot of the Washington Monument. The two of us were sharing the stage together. I believe I followed you. That's a tough act, too, by the way, but let me tell you. But I followed you onto the stage at the first annual Second Amendment March in 2010. Isn't that the case?
Wow. So much stuff has happened in the world since then.
It seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? It's only been 6 years. But, you know, you are, and this is a tribe, and not only do you get it or do I, but everybody here in Tampa gets it. That's why we're here. The registration, I believe, for the Gun Rights Policy Conference right now is up to about just shy of 700.
Wow.
And a big pickup of a couple hundred attendees registers over the last couple days alone. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that number rise a little bit. But, of course, the festivities begin to kick off today. Now, you're going to be giving the invocation.
Absolutely.
I will be moderating the day's events. And that's going to be an awful lot of work, I have to tell you. Because how do you get a group of how does the gun lobby get together? Everybody likes to talk, Charles. Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living?
Well, during the week, I'm a mild-mannered salesman, and on the weekends, I'm a fiery talk show host.
And we try to shut a talk show host up on stage is going to be difficult, particularly when we're talking about this topic at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. This is very important stuff. What's happening, Charles, as you know, is the actual agenda, if you will, for 2017 is being heard, discussed, debated, and enacted, really, at the GRPC. Is that a safe way to say it?
It's a very good way to say it. And don't worry about how you sound on stage. Seeing as how I'm running the audio, I'll just pot you up anytime you cough.
Well, I'll tell you what, I won't. But if we have mics like this, it sounds
makes a cough sound mellifluous.
We were in here like a barbershop quartet with these mics. I gotta love these things. All right. What are you expecting? Well, first of all, tell everybody what you're doing. Why are you here? What do you do with the GRPC? Because you've got a big hand in this thing.
Well, I run the audio of the conference, but I also provide the audio and I make it available on my website, which, if I may, is libertywatchradio.com and on the GRPC tab. But more importantly, if you want
shameless
to get
shameless plug, but
no,
that's okay.
Sure. You encourage that.
Of
course. However, I want to tell you that if you go to saf.org, you will not just get the audio, but you'll also get the video. And if you want to get a better sense of the conference and the speakers and that, I would look at the video, and because it gives you a sense of what went on there. And what you get to see is you get to see sort of the germination of the seed of the right to keep and bear arms take root there and begin to grow from GRPC into the country. Different ideas that are spread, and it really works.
Absolutely. I remember,
you're shaking your head, yes.
I remember when I first came in like 94, I think it was in San Francisco, and my friend and I said, we got to go to this gun thing. It's way on the other side of the country. What do you expect? I don't have a clue what's there, but I learned so much from that, and it put me on fire for the gun rights thing. I was starting out just a firearms instructor. I wanted to be the guy in my neighborhood that when you bought a firearm, you called me. I saw a need to go further than that I had to become the Martin Luther King of this thing for the whole country. And it kind of snowballed, and I've been doing it since 94.
And well, you've got a new media company, too. And you know what? The Martin Luther King of this thing, that's a great enough, because that's what happened. The Black Man with a Gun took off. The podcast itself took off. You trademarked the name Black Man with a Gun. Book out. What's the name of the book?
Black Man with a Gun Reloaded.
Black Man with a Gun Reloaded. And the podcast is still going. You've also got a new media company now. You have a lot of things happening.
You need to start a range, the I Have a Dream range.
Well, you're still inside the Beltway, right?
I'm like 10 miles from the White House.
All right.
That's where I live.
Can you start a range in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I can.
You could.
On the outside, yep. Right now, the city is changing, and the thought of changing. When I first started the Black Man with a Gun, it was a shock name. You have a guy who, I'm the guy who will probably go into a fire to go pull people out. I don't run from sound. But at the same time, it's very hard to get me excited. So you got this guy who's always in trouble, but never a bombastic speaker, never loud. I'm the guy who quiets things down in the midst of a storm. So it was really hard for me to use this name. Everybody's expecting the shock jock, and they weren't getting it. So I figured it out that my biggest thing is that I am the keeper of sensibility.
Well, you know, let me get personal here for just a second, because I called you a couple weeks ago. This, you know, you do this. When you're face deep in the mud and this stuff all day, it gets hard. It gets tough. The media can be awful, and it is awful. Not can be. It is awful.
Yeah.
In fact, that's my panel tomorrow I'll be talking about. But it gets difficult to do this when you watch this all day long and you see this hateful rhetoric coming at you, not only individually, but as a group, this group that's here meeting in Tampa. And I picked the phone up and I called you and basically said, Reverend, I just need some counseling. And it was just a quick conversation with you, and it tends to.
Yeah, and I get that quite often, and I'm glad that's my spot in the world.
Well, that's why you're doing the invocation tomorrow, and that's why you also spoke at last year.
Arizona.
You were at Arizona, saw you there, mm-hmm. and you also did the Georgia Carey. You spoke to Georgia Carey just a couple years ago. And, you know, everything that you just heard him say, he's absolutely correct. He quiets that crowd down, but at the same time, I don't think I've ever seen a speaker that can do it, get it that quiet, but still get everybody pumped up with that low-key black man with a gun attitude. It's beautiful to see. We are here in Tampa, Florida at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. My home studio is AM 860, The Answer. We'll be back right after this. We've got a full panel and a lot to talk about. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster studios with you, AM 860 The Answer studios in my hometown in Tampa, Florida. Always great to be here, and we're here this year for the Gun Rights Policy Conference, the 31st annual Gun Rights Policy Conference being held in my hometown in Tampa, Florida. Love to be here, and I couldn't even couldn't think of a better reason to come back home and to meet with all of my friends. You know, I look at it this way, the gun lobby. You know that big, bad, evil gun lobby that the media tells you about all the time? The gun lobby is meeting here in Tampa. I'll give you a list of some of the speakers. We'll go through some of that rundown later in the program. But I'm currently sitting in the studio with Mr. Charles Heller from Liberty Watch Radio, KVOI AM 1030 out in Tucson. My great affiliate out there. You guys been running the shows for a long time.
It's all right.
It's all right. We're over here talking with Tom Woodrow. Tom Woodrow is a secretary and board of director and member of Arizona Citizens Defense League, that great organization. And, of course, over to his left is the Reverend Ken Blanchard. You know him as the Black Man with a Gun, a great friend of mine and a great friend of this show. So we're going to continue this conversation. Make sure to check us out and follow us, please, Mark, at armedamericanradio.org. If you have any questions, we get your emails. We'll be more than happy to read them on air. As you know, we just started off the program with one today. Make sure to follow me, facebook.com/armedamericanradio, and on Twitter, at AAR Mark. Join the thousands of followers on both Facebook and Twitter, at AAR Mark. Reverend, let's start with you. I often say that some of the best radio is the radio the listener never gets to hear, and it comes in between breaks.
Always does.
When we have conversations, and we were able to be able to sit here face to face with you is wonderful. You're not calling into the studio, but I'm looking at you.
Right.
And we can sit and have this conversation, and now the listener can benefit from it. So let's do that. Let's start. I want to take you to Charlotte. Let me tell you what I thought when I first saw what happened in Charlotte. We're at a very dangerous crossroad in America right now. I'm saddened by it, and I'm sickened by it. There are lies on all sides coming from Charlotte. One side says this, one side says that. Nobody believes anybody. And much like the nation on November 9th, which is not going to come together after the election. In fact, I believe America is going to be more divided on November 9th than it was on the evening of November 8th. I think half the country is not going to want to accept what happened. The divisiveness in this country is so great. And it is now manifesting itself in violent ways. We've seen it in Ferguson. We've seen it in Baltimore. We've seen it in other cities across the country. Combine that with what we've got with Kaepernick, people refusing to honor our flag. You're a U.S. veteran.
That hurt me.
You're a Marine.
Yeah, that hurt me a lot.
Notice I said you're not a former Marine. You're a Marine.
You know the deal.
Okay? You're a Marine.
I can sleep that stuff still.
The rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's talk about that quickly, because this does go right back to the right to bear arms. You go back to that letter writer at the beginning who now wants to arm herself. People are fearful. They're scared. Tell me, first off, what did you think when you saw Charlotte? What went through Reverend Ken Blanchard's mind?
Anger, frustration, and I started listening. My whole, everything in my head has a soundtrack to it. And I went back to being a little kid again, watching the city burn. And I thought, city's aflame in the summertime. And oh, the beat goes on. And I was hearing that Temptation song. And I thought, what's missing right now is that we got young people on fire for freedom. They know something's wrong with our country, that they have a part to it, but they are also without leadership. They're lost. And when you don't have lost, we don't have structure, you have anarchy. That's what we see right now.
It is anarchy, and this is going to be something talked about. I made a prediction on my radio program about a month ago. I said you're going to start to see a demographic shift in our lifetimes, mm-hmm. and you and I are roughly the same age. Yeah. We're in that same ballpark. I think we're going to begin to see, because what we're seeing manifest itself in Charlotte now is decades of Democrat control in these cities that are now coming home to roost. Am I missing something here? I mean, look, people are talking about this now. Trump is in the inner city. He's reaching out to it. He might not be the man, but he's talking about it. The conversation is now on the table. At some point in time, individuals in Detroit or individuals in Ferguson are going to eventually stand up and say, I think enough of them will say, you know what, there's truth to that. We've been sold a bill of goods, and we have gotten nowhere. And look at what we're seeing today in these cities. At some point in time, I think you're going to start to see that shift.
You got the younger people, the millennials, the Generation X and Y, that have access to more information than we ever did as kids. And it's almost information overload. So they know they're supposed to do something. They're not sure what. And when you don't have a thing to do, you do the worst. And that's what you see. Everything we're doing right now, everything that you see is predictable.
Are we losing them? Are we losing the millennials right now? And if you think we are, will we get them back in our lifetimes? Let's put it in some perspective for the listener.
We need specific things for them to do. We need a plan. We need to step up to be a trusted resource. That's one of the hardest things to do. You can't build trust in a day. And they're looking for leadership, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell because they pick the craziest people, but they pick the ones that are the most prominent on social media. They pick the ones that they can identify with. But
all right, well, there's a difference between a leader and a loud voice. And what you're getting in social media now is a lot of loud voices.
Yes.
And the millennials who don't know what to do, as you just said,
pick.
They're picking that loud voice, and I think they're misconstruing that. There's a lot of that's misrepresentation in its highest form. But they're looking at that individual, and I'm not naming names. I'm speaking generic, broad brush here, not individually. But I think you're on to something there. There's no question about it. And Charles, you were going to jump in. You mentioned
there's a difference between charisma and leadership. They look at the charismatic ones, but they aren't necessarily the leaders. And what I wanted to look at was tribalism. Ken started out, Reverend Blanchard started out saying, you know, I'm glad to be in your
tribe.
I'm glad you're in the same tribe. And it's like what we need to learn how to do is we need to learn how to convert a mob into a tribe. Because a tribe has certain principles and certain ideals that can be followed, whereas a mob is just an unruly mob. And if we can convert through leadership, as Ken said, if we can convert through leadership and organization, basically we need to be community organizers for truth and for freedom as opposed for anarchy and for anger and take advantage of that. That's how we can collect some of the millennials and sort of lead them towards freedom.
This gun rights policy conference for me in the beginning, not only was it a collection of activists and people who are involved in the Second Amendment, it was a knowledge base that I was not accessed to. I had no clue about all the law cases that preceded. And even though now it's readily accessible by the media, by online, if you don't know to look for it, it's still invisible.
I can tell you that in the general mainstream media, because I'm a spokesman for both the Arizona Citizens Defense League and also JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, that when you talk to people who are on Fox, the national news and all that, even the people who are supposedly on the right, and you tell them about a certain case, like when they talk to you about background check, and you say, you know, talk about everybody, even private sales, need to get a background check, and you say, well, you know, the Haynes case makes a felon who tries to do a background check makes it impossible to prosecute him. And they go, Haynes, you mean the car manuals? I mean, they don't know. Nobody knows anything.
Hey, let me put it this way. You're only famous if somebody knows who you are.
Yes.
Okay?
Wow.
That's why the grassroots efforts are so important and so powerful, because it's the grassroots organizations
like Arizona Citizens Defense League,
like Georgia Carey, like Virginia Citizens Defense League. My gosh, are we going to talk about them over the course of the next few days?
Oh, boy.
We're going to see Phil Van Cleve, Sue and Katie Couric, and everything else, GeorgiaCarey.org. Yeah, but you're only famous if somebody knows who you are. And the grassroots make people know. They get the word out, I think, is the key. When we come back, more with my great panel here from the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Tampa, Florida at AM 860 The Answer.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, man, back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you here in Tampa, Florida. The AM 860 The Answer Studios. Love it. I'm home. Tampa, Florida's home to me, so what a great place to have the 31st annual GRPC, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, for this year. Got a big role to play. Going to be moderating tomorrow. Got a great lineup of speakers. We'll touch on that in the next segment. But we just got a phone call. We got a great conversation going on with, by the way, Charles Heller from Liberty Watch Radio, Tom Woodrow from AZCDL, and of course, give it to us,
the Reverend Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun.
The Black Man with a Gun, Reverend Ken Blanchard. We also got the lines lit up. My weekly Armed American Radio political analyst from Breitbart News, none other than AWR Hawkins. AWR, how the heck are you, brother? Welcome to Tampa to the 31st GRPC.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Great to be here. And, yeah, I'm good. You know, I told Sean I'm headed over to the beach to take a peek at it. So,
well, I don't blame you. Out in Arizona, you don't get to see much beach out there, do you?
No, it's all beach. It's just no water.
It's all beach, yeah, no water.
All beach, no water. Well, the heat's a little bit different here. I apologize. A little bit more humid than it is out there, but, you know, 120 degrees in the desert. But it's a dry heat. That's what it's a dry heat.
And the mosquitoes here swim. They don't fly.
Hey, AWR, we're going to let you go do that trip to the beach. We're glad you called in. But here's what I want to ask you. What are you taking away from this week, and what are you looking forward to this week?
You mean just as far as gun news goes?
Yeah, just as far as the GRPC and the annual get together of the gun lobby, if you will.
I look forward to it. You know, this is grassroots at its best right here, and it's people from all walks of life. That's what I like about this particular conference. I'm gonna see some people that are doing tactical training. I'm gonna meet some people that are selling accessories, designing accessories. Gonna meet a ton of grassroots legislative people. People who meet with lawmakers or work for lawmakers, who work for gun rights groups, NRA and such, you know, Second Amendment Foundation, of course, and just a lot of Citizens Defense League people. I could go on and on. You could tell the way I'm talking. There are so many different variants here that fall in those various classes. I'm nervous I'm going to leave someone out, but I'll just say that's what's great about being here. Every day is a day full of shaking hands and getting to know people and networking with those kinds of people. That's what I look forward to.
Absolutely. Well said. Listen, we don't want to keep you. We know you just got into town. We're looking forward to seeing you later today. Go out and hit the beach. Have a great time, and we'll talk with you again. Well, you and I will be sharing a panel together. We're speaking on the same panel. Looking forward to that, and we'll bring all that information to listeners here on Sunday. Okay, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Armed American Radio's political analyst. Thank you, AWR. Look forward to seeing you later today.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow, he went right where we wanted to go, back to that, the best radio. And I want to start this off again, I think, as a good way to do this, because we're talking about grassroots, right? We're going to tie that back into tribalism, right? And what does he mention?
Grassroots.
He mentions grassroots. Take a listen to this email again. I think this is important. Let's go back here. I recently started listening to your show and want to first say thank you. It's so refreshing to hear an honest voice in a time where many of us feel like our voices have been stifled, number one. She's not feeling she's being heard. She's an American. She's a law-abiding citizen. She's a gun owner. And she's being stifled. That means shut up or shut out. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. We all know Archie Bunker used to say it, right?
Stifle yourself.
Stifle yourself, Edith. Stifle yourself.
We should do that all three at once.
Now, take a listen. Now, I do not own a firearm, but I have debated on getting one for years. Listening to your show has definitely solidified not only the want, but also the need to own and carry a firearm. I must admit, though, all the negative commentary I've heard on guns have definitely held me back, especially with a little one. I know that if I decide to arm myself, I will definitely take a class on gun safety. But then she goes on to ask for tips. This is someone who is reaching out for help. She's screaming, hey, man, you know, I'm hearing your voice. I've been thinking about this. I've been on the fence. This is, because what we're talking about now is tribalism, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Isn't she trying to get into that tribe? Isn't she asking how to get into that tribe?
You know, it's like the gentleman in the next studio over, is that Jose?
Oh, Mr. Jose Cruz. Great.
Mr. Jose Cruz. And if you look at him through the glass, it's like somebody, come on in, you know. If you, it's like looking in through the glass and wanting to be in there, but not being a part of it yet. And what she's asking is, what do I need to do to join that tribe? And that's something we need to look at. We need to reach out to people who don't look like us, who don't sound like us, and who aren't the same age as us, and bring them along and say, hey, here are things you can do. Here's a great book that Ken wrote. Here's a great book by Alan Corwin, Your First Gun. I met my grandson for the first time yesterday. I came to Florida and I met my grandson, my new grandson, Mason Maverick Moore. And I got to hang on to him. Of course, he threw a fit as soon as I grabbed all of them. He wanted to go back to mom. Well, yeah, who wouldn't,
too.
You know? But
I left, just look at you.
I mean, that'd scare anybody. But especially when, you know, when I hug somebody and all they feel is magazines and such, you know, and my wallet. But the idea is, I left him a book because he wants to get it. He's been talking about it for years. He came from Illinois to Florida, and I left him a book, My First Gun, Your First Gun by Alan Corwin. Mm-hmm. And they said, of course, that's what Dad would bring. But, you know, it did. We need to
what
reach
you've
out.
Done, you've, that, but that is the ultimate grassroots effort, isn't
yeah.
it?
And it's, at it, that age, it can't get any closer to home than that.
It can't get closer to home than that, because you're bringing someone into the tribe at a very, very young age.
And everybody in the tribe has a job. You don't even know you have a job. There are some, which I found out, my thing was the welcome. I was the host guy. I could take you from the street and introduce you to so many different areas, and I would point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you have a talent for this. You don't know it yet, but you're action shooter. You don't know it yet, but you're going to love revolvers when I show you this. You don't know it yet, but this AR-15 is going to be your baby. You don't know it yet, but there's a whole class of people who can't wait to meet you because you're going to be their new speaker. It's just you become the guy who just points them to the next level. And
you're the pathfinder.
Yeah.
I like that.
The pathfinder. You remember?
And that's what you excel at. That's why I called you when I had had enough media. It's why I called AWR Hawkins. He's the same way. But you have that ability, and that's what you are to me. You're the Reverend Ken Blanchard, and you're somebody that I can talk to about this. Good heavens, man, this is getting me down, brother. What am I going to do?
Do you remember what the compass was called when in Boy Scouts? The brand name was on the compass? It was Pathfinder. Right. Exactly.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that. I was a Weeblo. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Well,
he flunked out.
What can you do?
I think I was a Weeblo. I don't think I'm kidding. I don't think I made it to
Boy Scouts. Cubs,
or to Boy Scouts. I went from Cub Scouts to Weeblo.
But the compass was the Pathfinder.
And isn't that interesting? It's a compass and you find your path. See how that works?
That's funny.
I get that stuff.
A new person from the tribe is going to tell you all the stuff that she's had, the opposition. And then that first person is going to say, well, look. It's because you're a mother, it's because you're a female, it's because you're a Christian or a Jew or whatever your preference is. That's the opposition. Let me tell you the truth, and here's the truth. And then it's the first time, it's like putting ointment on a cut. They appreciate the healing part. It's like, okay, so I'm not a strange duck. No, I'm going to show you thousands of us.
You've just opened a door is what you've done.
Yeah.
And the interesting part about this is the topics that we've all discussed here just now are all panels that will be discussed by some of the greatest experts in the world on those very topics tomorrow. Women reaching out to urban communities, reaching out to millennials, new media, advancing gun rights through new media. So this is a family. That goes right back. We take that right back to the tribe, right?
Totally.
And then we talk about the grassroots. Tom, you're sitting there. I don't know where she's at. But she's going to reach out for you. But she's going to reach out for you. You meaning metaphorically speaking, you
Absolutely.
As the grassroots guy. She's going to reach out to you as the grassroots, and you're going to welcome her with open arms. And that's what this is all about.
That's what it's all about. We're also going to teach her the difference between AstroTurf and grassroots.
What is the difference between the two?
Well, the biggest difference between AstroTurf and grassroots is AstroTurf is bankrolled by somebody who is not AstroTurf or who is not grassroots. They are.
Michael Bloomberg, George Soros.
There you go. I didn't want to name names, but that's exactly what it is.
Oh, I don't mind.
Well, they might.
And the grassroots is you.
And the grassroots is people like you and I.
When I re-up my membership to AZCDL, which I just did about 2 weeks ago, got my new card, that payment that I do when I elevated my membership is true grassroots money that's going to help bring Melissa Donahue into the fold. So it all goes right back around.
We welcome her to the tribe right now.
That's it. And what is the tribe? The tribe is law-abiding, armed Americans who choose to exercise their God-given right recognized in our Constitution, not granted by men. We'll be back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Oh, I can't believe we're getting ready to wrap up. Well, it is. I can believe it is the fastest hour in radio. Every hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense or Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. No doubt the fastest hour in radio. Let me send you to a couple places. First of all, USCCA On Air. Got to get you there. USCCA is one of the sponsors of this year's 31st Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference, among many, many others, and working in conjunction with the state, with the studio here at AM 860, The Answer, and AM 930, The Answer, also involved in supporting Armed American Radio, and not only Armed American Radio, but this year's Gun Rights Policy Conference. So, great to be home for the 31st GRPC, but USCCA On Air. Make sure you head over there. Get a free bonus package, 10 chances to win up to $1,000 when you activate a self-defense shield protection today. Silver protection, $300,000, gold protection, $575,000, and platinum, $1.125 million. You know I have the platinum. I tell you that every day. My wife also has the platinum. And let me tell you how important it is. There is a story in the Miami Herald today, of an individual standing his ground, fired his weapon in self-defense. The first call he made was the USCCA. It is in the Miami Herald today. It's out there. You go find it. I'm not going to link to it because I can't. It's just too busy. I don't have enough time to get into that thing yet today. But somebody sent me the article today, Charles, and a number of people were asking me about it. But the U.S. self-defense, USCCA self-defense shield in action, no charges, and this man was covered, attorney, everything else. So please head over to USCCAonair.com if you carry a firearm for self-defense. If you're even thinking about it, it's critically important that you have that protection. God forbid, and the odds are low, but God forbid you have to use a firearm to defend your life. Okay. Guys, the speaker list coming up tomorrow and Sunday is huge. Charles, let's start with you. Now, you're speaking on Sunday. What's your panel?
We're going to talk about the ways you can use media to more bring the right to keep and bear arms into effect. And I can tell you one of the things I'm going to talk about is the organization that I speak for. One of them is JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, jpfo.org. And JPFO has a new initiative. We call it the DIE initiative. It's Don't Inspire Evil. And what we're encouraging broadcasters, both nationally and internationally, to do is to not, beyond the first week or so after an incident where force has been used unlawfully, never to say the name of the perpetrator. For instance, many of us in Tucson know the name of the guy who committed the massacre in January a few years ago at a Safeway. Mm-hmm. But we don't say his name. And Paul Harvey used to do this. He'd say, a perpetrator committed a heinous murder in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. He would want me to say his name and then dead air for about 3 or 4 seconds. That's what we encourage, not necessarily dead air, but we encourage people not to glorify the killers. People know who the killers were in Columbine. And for years after that, law enforcement would talk about people who they caught that they were able to stop in time, and they would idolize the two cretins who did the massacre at Columbine. And what we want to do is we want to take away the glory effect. We want to take away what Margaret Thatcher called the oxygen of publicity from the people who commit these crimes, so that it cuts down on copycatism. There is a precedent for this, and it's rape victims. We don't say the name of rape victims over the air.
Now, you know, let's go there for just a second. Have to. The media doesn't. But the media glorifies the killers by name, but the media will never say a rape victim's name. Right. Why do you suppose they mention the Tucson shooter's name? Why do you suppose they mention the Columbine killer's
name? Can I say killer,
name?
Not shooter?
Killer. Let's say killer. Right. Why do you suppose they say the names of those killers?
Because,
why do you say they?
Because
the Connecticut killer.
Because when I was on the city, a copy boy at the city desk at the Chicago Tribune, we used to say, "If it bleeds, it leads." We would listen to the fire alarm and hear how many bells it dinged. And if you had a 5 or 6 or 7 alarm fire in Chicago, you knew they were sending a reporter because they could breathlessly report on. Of course, WGN, the radio station affiliated with it, but they could breathlessly report even in newsprint about all the victims. Victims of a fire like that.
Well, and it's sold, in addition to that,
it sold newspapers.
It sells newspapers, and it drives viewers mm-hmm. to the news. But there's something more important there too, and that is, in particular, when it's a gun.
Yeah, well,
it can be used to push their agenda.
Yeah,
it's almost like they want that individual's face out there because that individual is the face or becomes the face in their eyes of all gun owners.
And there's always a gun in the picture with the face of the bad guy, or frequently in the background of the picture or in a little corner that when you see it on the air, there's a picture of the gun, which means gun equals violence, and that is their narrative.
That's the seed that they plant. Reverend Ken, you know that.
Oh, I've seen it from Hamster Kill today, and they'll put a picture of a Glock behind it.
Yeah.
And
nobody
will even know it had nothing to do with a Glock.
Goomba hamster murder.
All right, let's go. Tom Woodrow, Arizona Citizens Defense League. Your group will be speaking. There are a number of grassroots organizations on the box to be checked off tomorrow, one right after the other. Great Phil Van Cleve is going to be speaking from Virginia Citizens Defense League. Jerry Henry, who will be in town here in about 5 minutes, will be speaking from Georgia Carey. You guys know him. What's Dave Kopp, the president of Arizona Citizens Defense League, going to say? You guys dodged a bullet. I'll go ahead and use that. You dodged a bullet there because Bloomberg decided to put his money elsewhere because he knew he couldn't defeat you on the ballot box measure this year. But that's not over.
We dodged a big bullet this year, and it's going to return. There's no question. Michael Bloomberg has openly stated that Arizona is in his sights.
It's on his website.
He's going to target Arizona. There's no question about it. He said he's going to do it. So we're preparing for it. Dave Kopp is going to discuss state legislative affairs tomorrow, I think about 9 o'clock, 9:30.
And there's really nobody better than that talking about legislative affairs than Dave Kopp at AZCDL.
He's the man on the ground in Phoenix.
This will be the first AZCDL annual meeting I've missed in 3 years. I hate to do it, but I've got some other traveling to do that brings me back, and it's just not going to allow me to get out there. But listening to Dave speak, he's very, very polished, and he's very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his head deep into that legislative agenda, and he knows what he's doing. Reverend Ken, what are you going to tell the group tomorrow? Can you give us a heads up at the invocation? What do you think you're going to say?
I'm going to do like the Christian Bible says, and that we should pray for our nation.
Mm.
I'll start with that. And then remember that little part of my country tis of thee, not other people, us.
Oh, man, that's a populist message.
Mm-hmm.
You just said us. So are you saying we need to start looking back in?
Yeah, we got to take care of home.
Mm-hmm.
Home's hurting right now, isn't it?
Physician, heal thyself.
Yeah. There you go.
Home's hurting right now. That's evidence of what we see in Charlotte. There's a lot of different reasons for that. I'm going to, if you want to know what I'm going to say about that, you make sure you tune in on Sunday when I'm right back in there in their Crossbreed Holster Studios here at AM 860. The Answer, I can promise you, it's going to be a dynamite program, particularly on the heels of the Gun Rights Policy Conference having closed out just a mere hours beforehand. But I'm looking forward to hearing that invocation. I get to introduce you tomorrow for that.
It's good times tomorrow.
And it is good times tomorrow. You know, we've got an entire list. Masad Ayoub will be speaking. We'll be talking about self-defense issues will be on the table. We will be talking. There will be some training issues on the table. There will be John Lott will be here.
Oh, great.
All right. And I'll tell you who else I'm looking forward to hear for the first time. A friend of mine, Rick Ector, for 30 minutes up on that dais. Now, Rick Ector up in Detroit, Michigan, urban outreach is the head of his panel.
Mm-hmm. And he's crushing it.
He has just been killing it up there in Detroit. You're absolutely right. He's on virtually every news outlet up there. And we've got him here tomorrow because we're talking about, look, you know, people like to make things a black issue, a white issue, a brown issue, a red. This is a human rights issue. This is the right to defend your life. That gun doesn't know what color I am.
That would be a good bumper sticker.
And nor does it care.
It doesn't care. It doesn't care. What, man, you probably all saw the video of the young woman in Gwinnett County, Georgia, just down the street from the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios in Atlanta, using that gun in self-defense against three vicious armed attackers. The video is all over television now. It's gone viral. All the news outlets are discussing it. And here's a little young woman of Asian descent defending herself against three violent home invaders in her home, one of them dead. The other two will eventually be caught, or they'll eventually be killed, because they will, as the police chief said, no doubt likely reoffend. Hey, listen, we've got to call it quits. The Gun Rights Policy Conference is tomorrow. You can live stream it. Head over to saf.org. You'll see everything you need to see. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. I'll see you Sunday on The Monster Show right here in AM 860, The Answer Studios. Never leave your cave without your club.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.